It's time for our People to People program, and joining us live in the studio is Rayanne Tucker with the Henry and Stark County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So what's the latest? Obviously, yesterday the second dose clinics began, another second dose clinics began right. Getting their registration for the 3rd and the 10th.
Yes, we did that. We opened up the registration, and to all intents and purposes, that's a closed group.
Right.
Because it's just those people that had got their shots previously and are now hitting the 28 to 42 window for that second dose to start looking for their appointments. And again, you also have to understand, when you're finessing literally thousands of people to this kind of making appointments and registering, nothing's perfect.
Right.
And as we get along and we do this more, and there's a system we are starting to segue to, we will be doing weekly clinics, weather permitting, shipments permitting. So a lot of people are also forgetting, we're still affected by the shipment problem of a week ago when we had all the bad weather. It's nice now, we've been getting a lot of melting snow, but we're forgetting that these are all a trickle-down effect. And we can't have clinics or even schedule clinics or go through the fun that is registration unless we know we have those shipments.
Right.
So we're still kind of playing catch up, but we will start tomorrow. We are doing the postponed clinic from last week. So all systems go. And that really was a very smooth turnover, just telling people if you had your 19th, you're going to go the 26th. That was awesome. And the way we were alerted those people, once they're in the system, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Then we opened up to two clinics that we will be offering as second dose clinics, as you mentioned, on the 3rd and the 10th. So our lessons learned from that is we are going to now start just announcing almost weekly the following week's clinic. People got confused with the two dates. So there were some people that were not, again, counting their days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. We all need to take personal responsibility. So have your ducks in order, and we have all the listing of what you need as far as guidance for registering, and please review that. But the first thing, if you have got your first shot and you're going into your second, the very first thing I want you guys to do is to take that date that you got your shot. Now add 28 days to that and circle that date. Then jump to 42 days after you got that shot, and that's your window. Now, there will be at least a couple of our clinics that will be within that window. So you should be good. You also have to understand, you're only going against the competition of the people that got the shot the same time. Now, we opened up the registration yesterday, and it seemed like more people wanted the 10th. So that filled up just slightly sooner. We still have slots on the 3rd open, as of even this morning. So that's something that's going to continue. For the most part, people who were voicing their frustration at not getting in on the 10th are ones that are perfectly fine to get to the 17th. Now, I understand people's anxiety with this. When you start getting in, we're so trained. Okay, I'm trying to do it the right way, Ryan. You know, I'm at day 28, and I wanted to get that 10th. Now, I'm still going to be within that 42. You're okay. You really are. And I talked to quite a few people on the phone yesterday. You will be able to get into the 17th. Again, it went very, very smoothly for most people. And we won't leave you hanging. Let me just say that. Okay. We stand behind the shots we're giving, and you'll be okay. So don't worry. You will get a shot within your window. Every time we do these things, it's lessons learned. But again, you have to understand the numbers that we're putting in. Another thing is people are sharing, you know, they're getting impatient, and that's fine. More people that are more aggressive about wanting their shot now, that's great, and they're looking at other providers. And as shipments start to trickle into our areas, you will see more of the pharmacies and more of the healthcare providers getting the vaccine. And if you want to avail yourself of them, please do, and people share information, and that's awesome. One thing we have started to see to a certain extent is we are starting to get calls from people and questions. If I get my shot, like I went to the cities, or I went to Galesburg, or I went to this or that, can I get a shot, or my second dose there? And our response is definitely, you should always stay with the provider you chose to go with for your first shot. And that's just so you are guaranteed the same vaccine. That's also going to get a little more dicey if we start getting other vaccines into the market. So again, I implore people to have a little personal responsibility in keeping track of it.
Right. Bottom line is, if you got your shot somewhere else, go back there for your second dose.
Absolutely.
It's just the safer way to do it, because you can't, I don't think you can't get the Moderna and then get the Pfizer.
No, you don't mix the two. And that's the hard thing. And some people, you know, it can get confusing. Some people have said they've left me high and dry. I got that first one, and I had an appointment. That's the other thing that we keep getting is people say, well, why do we have to book a second appointment? This is our system. It works very well. For the most part, everybody was happy. There were a few people that really wanted that tent. That's really what we were hearing. And for the most part, they will definitely be able to get selection on the 17th. So these are the little things, these little tweakings, but be aware of that. You know, I don't want to say, because you can, some places are doing a good job. But again, we are still in that weather pattern, and pharmacies are also affected by pharmacies, say, out of county,
right,
are still affected by their shipment delays. And some of them thought they might have vaccine for your second dose. And just like we sometimes have issues with that. That's why we are very hesitant, because we're pushing anywhere from 400 to close to 700 through a day.
Right.
So that's why we really, that's a lot of people to have to switch up their schedules or cancel, and we never want to do that. So all in all, it went very well. We just ask for people's continued understanding and patience, and we will all get there. The OEM is doing an awesome job. Our staff is doing an awesome job. We understand that people can get frustrated, and the dates, we get it, and it's the two shots. I get it. It is frustrating. We deal with it every day. So usually when we get a call and people are very heightened, and I'll say heightened as opposed to other adjectives that could be used. once you talk people through, they understand.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we're doing an awesome job. And anyone who's been through the clinics know that. You might question why you have to register again. The fact of the matter is this registration, even if you're frustrated, you're frustrated at home for that period of time where we have open registration. But we will have another one, and we are going to start announcing them weekly, so you know that they're coming up. And again, it's still supply and demand.
Right. That's the thing that's been extraordinarily frustrating, is that we keep wondering, why is this taking so long? Why is it taking so long for the vaccine? Is this something to do with the manufacturers? Is this something to do with FDA regulations or CDC regulation? Or what is getting in the way of getting the vaccine out to people?
You know, and having said that, I was seeing, you know, what the goals were for our new administration in the first 100 days. And they're on track. In fact, I think they're a little ahead. So I think it's just COVID fatigue. And again, just based on that, when they said what the new administration wanted in that first 100 days, and I saw a report that we're actually ahead of we're really a third of the way through the 100 days. And they're almost half done. So I think people are just impatient.
Right.
We suffer from it too. I can honestly say, if anyone listens all the time, we know. Give us the vaccine. We would love to be out at Black Hawk literally every day, doing clinics of 600 to 700 each day.
Yeah.
But you also, everyone has to understand the just, you know, Herculean task of vaccinating an entire nation. It's going to take a little bit of time. The fact is coming into these 100 days, we weren't where we were supposed to. I don't like to get political. I'm not going to go beyond that. I'm just, we are starting. to catch up. So again, I get it. We want to get our loved ones and our family members vaccinated. We get frustrated. It is literally still supply and demand. So hang in there, and it will start becoming more commonplace, and literally we'll look back. I know by the time we get to the late spring and summer, when people will probably be able to just go into their local provider and local pharmacy and get that shot. This is just where we're at right now. So be patient, be respectful. Let's all take our turn. As we start opening up to other groups, again, we're still going to be dealing with some of the people in the group that has been open, like the over 65 population that still has not got their shot. So again, everybody, it's like waiting in line for something. Nobody likes to do
right.
it. But let's be respectful of each other in line and respectful of the people who are trying their best. And literally our staff wake up and go to bed thinking about how we can get this process going better and more smooth. So yeah, if you're frustrated, you're frustrated at home. It's always amazing when we listen to the social media comments. And they do share information, and that's awesome, on our page. If you're frustrated you didn't get this, we'll try this provider, try this pharmacy, go out of county here, go out of county there. And that's awesome, sharing that information. But a lot of times, a lot of people will say, well, if you stay up till 12 midnight for this provider, you have a chance. And if you call this place every day and get on their list and you do this place every day, and I'm thinking, okay, you really much know when you're gonna get in that day. Are you frustrated you didn't get a shot the day? Yeah, but you're not waking up at midnight for, you know what I mean? So
right,
no system
yeah.
is perfect. We're not perfect. I'm not saying that our system is perfect either. But when we registered yesterday, we registered probably close to 1,000 people in that period of time. Did some people not get in on the date that they wanted? Absolutely. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. But we still did that again. So it really is, no matter how frustrated you are, and I believe you me, I'm more frustrated. You're still frustrated in the comfort of your home, you know? So we'll get there. Just everybody, you know, simmer down and take a breath and just be happy that there is that light at the end of the tunnel. We see it coming. It's just a matter of time.
Now, speaking of which, of course, people want to know about first dose clinics and when those might take place.
Yes. Again, just when Rayanne thinks she simplified it for everybody. Now let's talk about first doses. You're absolutely right. So we have, first off, we have our first dose clinic tomorrow. That is the makeup. Again, if you had an appointment for the 19th, which is now tomorrow, the 26th, due to the postponement, and you have already got your vaccine somewhere else, please do the courtesy and respect of calling the OEM and letting them know. Because we have had a system that when we have a cancellation, we do have a system of giving some of those slots to people who are not technology savvy.
Right.
We haven't made a lot about it, but a lot of people feel we haven't cared about that population. We've been very quietly making inroads and getting those people that maybe do not have the ability, the older people, that do not have technology available, and we slip them into those. So just be aware of that. Don't think that we've left them high and dry. We haven't made up a lot of, you know, talk about it, but it is out there. So please be part of being proactive in this. And then on Monday, we now will be opening up our next registration for our clinic to be held on March the 5th, so a week from tomorrow. We will offer another first dose clinic, and our registration will open on Monday, March the 1st in the morning, okay? So keep track and pay attention to our website in the morning on March the 1st, and our Facebook, we always announce it and we send it out. So that will be the next opening for first dose COVID shots.
And this is a 1B population still?
This is 1B population still. We do know that per the governor's office, they are opening it up to the comorbidities under 65. We will probably have a message to Monday's registration. We're still really playing catch up on the 65. So we're leaning towards, you know, just doing our present 1B, but we will give the comorbidity under 65 population some messaging that's coming up. But yeah, present 1B for Monday, definitely. And do we know that those will fill up? Absolutely. Do we know that not everybody is going to get a shot next week? Absolutely. But yeah, this is what we're going to start getting into, is pretty much shipments coming through. As long as shipments are still coming through, we are probably going to be looking to a registration date once a week for the following week, and a registration date for second doses for the following week. Again, just when I think I've simplified it. So we really are imploring people to do their part, read everything carefully.
Yeah.
A lot of times when, as human beings, when we read things, we see what we want to see, you know, and you're not, and then when you take people through and you're like, where did it say that? Oh, guess it didn't. You know what I mean? So that
right.
kind of thing.
No. So I, as somebody in that high risk population that has been watching this very closely, mm-hmm. I can understand people being overly excited and eager to leap at any option.
Yeah, and I get it. And that's kind of what we were facing as we traverse one section of 1B. Remember before when we were offering it to the front line, and we were offering it to the essential workers before we opened it up to the 65s. The 65s were jumpy. As every human, this is just human nature. I'm not saying that we don't all do that. Now we're getting the comorbidities that are jumpy because they see that light. And God love you, it's coming. But due to the weather in our county, I do know that it has been said to the state, from the state, even though they're opening, that some counties can look at their numbers, and if they still feel they need to make more inroads with that 65 population that still isn't vaccinated, it's giving us a little bit of leeway. So again, just pay attention to our messaging. It is coming, it will be coming. Follow the guidance, but having said that, when we open up on Monday, we will have a lot of slots because we have shipments of vaccine that we know are coming. But that's only as long as we have those guaranteed shipments coming
right.
in. But we do have quite a bit of slots. But we do know that right now, going into it, we have more demand. And it's going to be that way for some time.
All right. Well, Ray and Tucker, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.